With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Government officials are responding to questions about mysterious drone sightings. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said there's no evidence of reported sightings pose a national security or public safety threat. Nor, he says, do they have any foreign nexus, at least no evidence of that. That echoes statements from the Pentagon and New Jersey's own governor. But some lawmakers are raising more concerns. Some very severe weather in California over the weekend, including a cyclone or what turned out to be a tornado in parts of the state. National Weather Service forecaster Dalton Berenger says tornadoes are rare in the Golden State, but not unheard of.
We deal with these types of storms that are rotating offshore quite a bit that may produce waterspouts over the ocean, and they move onshore, it's rare, but we see it at least a few times a year.
Economists have their eye on the Federal Reserve meeting this week and the upcoming announcement on changes to its key interest rate.
Americans waiting on lower borrowing costs for mortgages and other loans may be disappointed by this Wednesday's announcement from Federal Reserve policymakers. The Fed is widely expected to reduce the benchmark interest rate, but only by a quarter point to about 4.3%. The last few economic reports indicate that inflation has dropped, but remains stubbornly above the 2% target rate. Economists in Wall Street now predict policymakers will signal fewer rate cuts in 2025 and a more gradual pace than was previously expected. David Wilcox, a former senior Fed official and an economist with the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says we're on the cusp of a transition to them not cutting every meeting. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNews.com, it's shaping up to be a strong session on Wall Street. Right now, Dow futures are up by about 94 points. S&P 500 futures higher by about 15. And the NASDAQ composite futures pointing upward by 100 points this hour. This is SRN News. Will you be attending church this month?
The old saying is that Christmas brings folks to worship who you don't see all year long. But according to a new poll from Lifeway Research, that's not necessarily true. 47% of adults say they do plan to show up at church sometime during the Christmas season, but 48% say they will not. However, the Lifeway poll also reveals that more than half of those people who don't plan to attend church would do so if a friend invited them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An appeals court in Louisiana has ruled NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that list on the exchange. That decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden administration's SEC approved NASDAQ's effort to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. The proposed policy would have required most of the nearly 3,000 companies listed on NASDAQ to have at least one homosexual on the board. This is SRN News. Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz says it's vital Congress extend the Trump tax cuts next year.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was so critical for the success of our country and the economy under the Trump administration. I mean, two main components of the Tax and Jobs Act for small businesses, the 20% tax deduction and the immediate expensing, were huge, huge opportunities for small business people to reinvest in their businesses.
Ortiz interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Google is out with its annual Year in Search report. Soccer and cricket dominated sports-related searches as the popularity of those sports increases. The U.S. election led news-specific searches around the world. Donald Trump topped searches in Google's People category this year. Eddie was followed in that popularity list by Catherine, Princess of Wales, and her ongoing health struggles. Vice President Kamala Harris made the list, and Algerian boxer Imana Khalif. More details at SRNnews.com.